You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is the fucking news.
The Wire.
Welcome back to the Wire. Sorry. We are now going to hear from former Labour Party President Mike Williams to talk about what Key's resignation means for Labour heading into the election next year. I began by asking him what Key's announcement means politically.
It's a whole new ballgame. Certainly Labour's prospects next year have improved quite dramatically.
And it seems to be a great week for Andrew Little. Do you think he'll be happy that Key is going?
Yes, of course he will. Key is a formidable opponent. He managed to beat one of the best prime ministers New Zealand ever had in Helen Clark. He's held that high regard for a long time. Recently, in the preferred prime minister stakes, his numbers have been dropping. And I wondered if that was one of the triggers for the resignation. That and the really bad result a National had in the Mount Roskill by-election on Saturday.
Yeah, how much do you think that by-election result played on this decision?
Look, I think John Key's got a really good political nose. And I think he can feel that there's some sort of subterranean earthquake happening that is not showing up in the polls. And I think you saw that in the Northland by-election, where National lost one of their very safest seats. You saw it in the local body elections, where Labour-identified candidates did very well. Auckland Future, the National Front in Auckland, did very badly. Victoria Crone, the National candidate for mayoral, did very badly. And then, of course, the really catastrophic result for National in Mount Roskill. I think all of these things add up. And I think John Key knows something we don't.
Are Labour's chances much better now at the election?
I wouldn't put them as much better, because a lot of the things that are driving National's poll support are still there. Mm. The economy, largely because of the foresight of Michael Cullen, is ticking over very well indeed. There's lots of people getting left behind, which I think Labour can certainly campaign in that area. There are some really specific problems. I don't know, you've got a lot of students listening to your radio station. I can't see them buying houses in Auckland. I got lucky, but I'm a different generation. So, I think there are definite opportunities for Labour.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to the idea that Labour should now consider replacing Andrew Little in light of this?
Oh, absolutely ludicrous. Write it off. Forget it.
What do you think Labour has to do now, then, to capitalise on this move heading into the next election?
They've got to really keep doing what they have been doing. Now, Andrew has done a very good job selling himself to the party members. He is now very popular amongst a somewhat larger Labour Party than when I was around. He's got to go out to the public. He's got a nice personality. He's serious-minded. He's got to work on his sense of humour, I think. But he's got to do that. Then I think they've also got to keep sharpening up policies which are relevant. And the point was repeatedly made that in the Mount Roskill by-election, they were hammering issues like housing affordability. And, you know, that's something that's across the country. And, of course, if you look at the Northland by-election, Winston Peters was hammering regional neglect. And that's another issue that Labour can focus on, because the big cities under National have been doing quite well. But places like Whanganui, Invercargill, they're not doing so well.
Mm-hmm. Just finally then, do you think now we're going to see an early election?
No.
Right.
I think whoever the leader will be, and the Prime Minister, and I think it will be Bill English, would be very foolish to go early. They really need to get themselves established.
Right.
Although, you know, there will be a temptation if there's a honeymoon period to do that. But look what happened to Malcolm Turnbull. He had a bounce when he rolled Tony Abbott in Australia, called an election, and has hung on by the skin of his teeth.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
That was was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.